This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Countdown's on to the Kentucky Derby that takes place Saturday at Churchill Downs with no fans in the stands this year. When the Derby was moved to the first Saturday in September, Kentucky Derby Festival President and CEO Matt Gibson says all the festival activities moved also.
We were really geared up and ready to go. We had everything in place and all of that. And, you know, people kept telling us, this could be something to worry about and something to worry about. And I tend to always err on the side of optimism and that anything is possible. And so when we really started to see it, we made the responsible decision to try to pick this monster up and move it to this September time frame.
Gibson says they quickly saw the need to find another way to hold Derby Festival events.
There was another thing. There was something else we needed to look at, and that was, you know, a plan B of sorts. To make sure that the festival continued, even if we couldn't get people together.
He adds there are a number of events planned that people can celebrate at home.
Virtual events, festival at home initiative that we've done that's available on our website and our social media that really lets people celebrate and enjoy the festival and the festival season and what it means to this state and this community. At home with their families so that you can continue with that legacy and that tradition that we've built on for so many years.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Travel in the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.